Baby, sit down. We're not gonna shake hands tonight. We're just sitting down. Hey, man. I just like to mess with you a little bit, that's all. We're gonna deal with tonight operating supernaturally in ministry. And 1 Corinthians 12 and 2 Corinthians 12 are cousins. They are relating from the Apostle Paul some things that every minister need to know that will transfer them into the supernatural. One of the things I have written on my note that ministers, y'all listen real close. In ministering, the Holy Spirit told me today, say things, but don't say them too fast. Pause and give the Holy Spirit time to interpret it to the people you're speaking to. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, if you have a hot flow, a burning on the inside of you, pause to let them catch that fire. If you know God has said something to you that is powerful, you have to pause because it give him a time to give them an understanding of what he is saying to them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Let's just read a few verses. I'll point out a few things in 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 1. And I want to point out a few things there that it's very important for to always be ready to operate in the supernatural. Our ministry is coming together. We had a revelation this morning that when all the ministry gifts come together, it become God. And so Satan's aim was to divide the ministry gifts, create jealousy, various things about you not all that, you not all that, and we're all supposed to be together.
Yes, sir.
Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
It's amazing how 1 Corinthians 12 and 2 Corinthians 12, the Holy Spirit called to my attention, locks in to produce an atmosphere or condition for the Holy Spirit to manifest himself. It's a combination of weakness and strength,
yes, sir,
meeting together,
yes, sir,
in ministers. You got to recognize your weakness,
yes, sir,
or you'll never recognize your strength.
Yes,
let me say that again.
Yes,
you got to recognize your weakness because you're human. You got to recognize your weakness to recognize your strength, because if you don't recognize your weakness, you're not going to yield to the power.
Wow.
You'll function physically. You'll function mentally. You'll function naturally. You'll try to force something to happen,
yes, sir,
instead of waiting in your weakness to yield to his strength. That's your next sermon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just take your time and yield. Know how to yield.
Yes, sir.
Yield and wait on him. You when you're up here, you'll sense surges of anointing.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes when you first walk up, surges of anointing start hitting you. Mm-hmm. But just wait on it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, you know, it got the gifts of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to tell you a divine thing that the Lord told me. I want to get to it. I want to give you that first before I read. Because this was amazing to me when he told me this. I'd never heard that before. And he talked to me all this afternoon. Even I was sitting down watching TV, still talking to me. So, yeah, he's still talking. I had to write notes. Now, I sometimes say, this is something you probably never heard before. And I'll be trusting the almost 50 years I've been in ministry, I haven't heard it. And I don't know why you've heard it, and I didn't hear it. You know, you've been in ministry 22 years, but it's possible. But I'm just saying, because it's real powerful what's about to come forth. I read probably hundreds of books, but he said to me, it's time for the ministry gifts and the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit to become a trinity. In your ministry. The ministry gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit supposed to be harmonized then in your ministry at all times. They are one. They are like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because they are one Spirit. So your expectancy should be at all time for a manifestation of the supernatural gift when you're ministering. By the same token, you ought to be bearing fruit while you're ministering. Because whether you know it or not, love and compassion is the key to ministry. Love and compassion carry the highest anointing. So you can't be cutting people up. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, now concerning spiritual gifts. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, they did that, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Then he goes on to say, now, there are some things that many years ago I learned. There are diversions of gift, but the same Spirit. So he's talking about gifts. But let's make note of it. If you try to operate in gifts alone, you're going to fail. The Apostle Paul is not just explaining gifts. He's explaining the whole ramification of functioning in gifts. Notice the next verse he said. He said, verse 4, underline the word gifts. Now there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. Then he said, and there are different, no, here we go, administration now. And administration is plural. By the same Lord. Are you noticing? And then he said, there are diversities, now here's the word, another word, operations. So we got gift, administration, operation. We're going on to manifestation now. Verse 7, underline manifestation, but the manifestation of the Spirit, and then underline the word prophet. Now, the nine manifestation of the Holy Ghost laid out in three words: omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. The revelation gift, the power gifts, and the vocal gifts are given those three aspects of God. He's omniscient. So word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, he know everything. You see what I'm saying? He's omnipotent, special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. He's omniscient, prophecy, divers kind of tongue, and interpretation. Do you see it? Do you see it? Now, one of those manifestations be going on in your life at all times as you yield to the Spirit. As the Spirit will, and you yield, the Spirit is ready to manifest. He's just looking for a yield vessel. Are you following me? Then Paul, go over in 2 Corinthians 12 now. Paul, and the Living Bible, I like the Living Bible. The Living Bible exposed Paul, in a sense. It let us know he's talking about himself. Living Bible, I read this afternoon. I read it. I bought one of my iPad with me to read it out, the Living Bible. He says in 2 Corinthians 12:1, this boasting is also foolish. But let me go on. I'm in the Living Bible. Let me tell about the vision I had and revelations from the Lord. And in verse 2 and 3, now in the Living Bible it says, 14 years ago, I was taken up to heaven for a visit. I know with him all the time. But he talked in secret in the King James Version. But yeah, they broke it down. I know it was Paul. I was taken up. He's talking like he was talking about another man. But he actually was talking about himself. Because Paul knew that too much boasting cut the Holy Ghost off. Our boasting must be about God. And when you start bragging on him, he comes. And he manifests and he show up. You got to talk about what God, but always say what God done for me. Or what God is doing for me. You always want to keep him up, boast him, praise him. Lift, if I be lifted up, everything going to happen. Not just going to draw men unto me. If I be lifted up, everything in the spirit world can happen. If you lift me up and give me praise and give me glory, that's when I'm going to manifest myself. But if you go to talking about yourself too much and not giving me the glory, I'm not coming. You got to give him the praise. Lift your hand and give him the praise. Yeah, hallelujah. Give him the glory. Now, your ministry is taking on another edge now. Because you're going to remember now, whatever I talk about, I got to always give the glory to him. He will not share his glory in bragging. He'll share his glory if you give it to him. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. So here he revealed in the second verse, 14 years ago I was taken up to heaven for a visit. Don't ask me whether my body was there or just my spirit, for I don't know. See, that's in the spirit, isn't it? Yeah, I've been sometime, I don't know where I am. I was in the church, I was in one state and hollered out another name. People always say, no, Daddy, we another state, you know. I called another state. I ain't care what I was. I was in God's presence. Just take it like it is, man. You get in God's presence, you don't care whether you're in Chicago or Darrow. It's present. You want his presence. You want the gifts to manifest. You want the fruit to manifest. You want the gifts to manifest. You want the fruit to manifest. And listen very carefully. When you're ministering, you don't only want the resurrected Christ to manifest. What? You got quiet on me, see that? You don't only want the resurrected Christ to manifest, but you want the seated Christ. We talk a whole lot about the resurrection, but we don't want to talk about where he went when he rose. He is seated. God Almighty. He's seated, and we need to manifest his position of being seated. Good God Almighty. Yeah, I'm going to take my time. You better believe I'm going to take my time. I want to see this. I want to see what he going to do tonight. Hallelujah. All you got to do is get out of the way. You hear me, young man? All you got to do is get out of the way and let him flow. So the key word is yield. You know how to yield. If you want supernatural ministry, you got to know how to yield to him and give him the glory. Amen. All right. So I'll just read a little more about Paul here in his 12th chapter in his Living Bible. He said, but in the fourth verse, I heard things so astounding that they are beyond a man's power to describe or put in word. And anyway, I'm not allowed to tell them to others. He said, that experience is something worth bragging about, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to boast only about how weak I am and how great God is to use such weakness for his glory. Ooh, Lord. That's Apostle Leroy there. Use my weakness for his glory. Hallelujah. Y'all getting ready to be used? Paul said in the 6th verse, I have plenty to boast about, and would be no fool in doing it, but I don't want anyone to think more highly of me than they should from what he can actually see in my life and my message. I will say this because these experiences I had were so tremendous. I'm in the 7th verse. God was afraid I might be puffed up by them. So I was given a physical condition which had been a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to hurt and bother me and prick my pride. Now, I read those two. Lord, you want me to do that? But I read those two. Hallelujah. Operating, you cannot operate natural in the ministry. And so, with that in mind, you can't operate in ministry. So you're going to have to learn how to spend time with God in the closet. And let him put his hand on you. And when you come out, just yield to him. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, always lifting Jesus up and yielding to the Holy Spirit is a secret of ministry. Expecting miracles every moment in your ministry. Always lifting Jesus up. Secondly, yielding to the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, expecting miracles every moment in your ministry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I heard him say this to me. New possibilities will flow like rivers.
Amen. Yes, sir.
New possibilities will flow like rivers.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. There's always a new place in the spirit God want to bring you.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Don't get locked in what you already know. Always be ready to flow. Because God always has more. Are you hearing? I don't expect your ministry to remain the same when you leave here. I expect deposit to be made in you that will take you level after level after level. Because you see, there's no ending. Depth after depth after depth. There's no ending to the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
And so the apostolic and the prophetic put in place and locked me in with the other gifts. Because with those two, we left out somewhat.
Yes, sir.
We left Ezekiel out. Ezekiel can take you in a valley.
Yes, sir.
Full of dry bones.
Yes, sir.
And Ezekiel give us an indication how you got to handle the spirit world. When the Lord puts you in a situation that you can't handle, you got to tell him, Lord, I don't know what to do. You know what to do. I'm waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
And then when he tell you prophesy, don't worry about it, because prophetically you just speak, he going to make it happen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Then you have to be touched before you enter into ministry, like Isaiah in the 6th chapter of Isaiah. You got to be touched. You got to, that live coal of fire got to be put on your tongue. And you got to hear the Lord saying, who will go for me? And you got to hear Isaiah saying after that, yeah, my Lord, send me. Don't go before you're ready. Don't go to the next level before you're ready. I say, don't go to the next level before you're ready. Get that touch before you go to the next level. Get instruction, step up. Don't go up by yourself. Wait till God promote you.
Yes, sir.
Promotion cometh not from the east, No, from the west, but promotion comes where? From the Lord. Let him promote you. If you promote yourself, you're going to have to push yourself. Now, I don't know if you heard this. New possibilities. Possibility is plural.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Will flow like rivers.
Yes.
That will create overflows abundantly. That's what he told me in the introduction of this. Truth will set burning bush experiences in your life and ministry.
Wow.
Look out for the fire.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because that's the type of anointing that the Lord is passing on to you in this meeting. Rivers flowing, fire burning, the full wind blowing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now he said this to me. You must listen out both set of your ears.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we move too fast, we heard it just out of. And that's where Satan get in on us.
Yes, sir.
But if you listen with your inner ears, he can't get in on you.
Yes, sir.
Because you're a guard on the inside.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, man. The Holy Ghost just told you that Leroy, not the Holy Ghost said for me to say to you, you're a God on the inside. You're not a God on the outside, but when the God on the inside stand up, he make you a God on the outside. That's why the Bible talks about, listen very carefully, the Bible talks about the anointing within. But Jesus had the anointing within, but he never moved out.
Yes, sir.
Until the anointing came upon him.
Yeah.
The anointing upon is for ministry.
Yeah.
If you try to do ministry with just the anointing within, you're not going to do much.
Yeah.
That anointing got to be on you so it can be transferred to those you're ministering to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So when you get up to minister, you got to be able to say the Spirit of the Lord is on me. That's when the people are going to get help.
Yes, sir.
You know, not that you just get up here and get blessed by yourself. You know, people, you got to have the Spirit upon you, Spirit within.
Yeah.
We're talking about a supernatural now.
Yes, sir.
Ears within, ears without.
Yes, sir.
The anointing within,
the
anointing upon.
The
anointing upon is for ministry.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're supposed to wear it.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Wow.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And one of the things, I got to get some of this stuff out, because if I don't, he's not going to give me more, so I'm going to start getting it out. We're dealing with the gifts of the Spirit. We talked about the gifts, the ministration, operation, manifestation, and profit. P-R-O-F-I-T, profit. Profit in the Spirit. And we talked about the anointing within, the anointing upon, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, these are some of the words, and this, you want to pass this on to you so you can have it. It came out of the Spirit. Get ready for the outpouring. Get ready for the overflowing.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the outstanding. Who and he said this to me? Get ready for the occupying anointing.
Amen.
Your anointing will cause you to occupy your pulpit.
Yes, sir.
And everybody who listens to you gonna know you occupying in the aspect of the anointing.
Yes, sir.
You're not just talking.
Yes.
That there's a divine expectancy when the anointing on you. When you're ministering to people, when the anointing on you, there's a divine expectancy. People don't know what's going to happen because you don't know what's going to happen. But it's all in the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
When the anointing creates the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's important who you train under.
Yes, yeah.
If you train under a non-anointed person, you're going to be non-anointed. You train under somebody just talking and just quoting scripture with no power. That's the way you're going to be. Speaking eloquence, but no power. I can tell in 15 seconds if a person got an anointing. When they open their mouth, I say, they ain't got no anointing. I'm just going to listen to them. And they say some good things.
Uh-huh.
I've seen good speakers with no anointing.
Yes,
quote this Bible, points, got good points, but not an ounce of anointing.
Yes, sir.
I always tell my boys, and the boys hang around me, I say, no, watch for the anointing.
Yes, sir.
See, when Miles followed Brother Hagin, everybody was excited about what he was saying. But I was seen in another realm. I was drawing that anointing out of him.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, they got emotion. They run, jump, fell out. But they all got up the same way. Because I heard them talk after that.
Yeah.
I heard them preach after they got up.
Yeah.
They were just running and jumping. They didn't take on nothing. Don't you waste my time up in here.
Yes, sir.
Life is valuable.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sharing with you another dimension of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And matter of fact, I'll say it to his glory.
Yes.
It's not many places you're going to find it.
Yes, sir.
What's getting on you up in here?
Yes, sir.
Is very, very, very expensive. You're supposed to be, when you leave here, impregnated with his presence.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you know how to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. Talk to me, Holy Ghost. Get up on me, Holy Ghost. I want to flow.
I want
to know.
And I want
more.
Tonight.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, you sit back down. Let me give you these notes. Get ready for the occupying anointing.
Yes, sir.
Now, a very important thing the Lord said to us, he said it to me. And matter of fact, I'm using it tonight. So if y'all watch, I'm gonna use it tonight. Speak, pause, give the Holy Spirit time to reveal what you're saying. Oh man, come on. Speak, pause, give the Holy Spirit time to reveal what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
You know, we preach. Sometimes get the Holy Spirit confused.
Yes, sir.
I heard from the Lord when he talked about operating supernaturally in the ministry, pressing in the spirit to new levels. Pressing in, you know, Paul said, I press toward the mark. Yeah, you got to consistently press in the spirit. You got to press in the spirit. You got to yield, but you also have to press.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they'll be filled. So that aspect of that text is you have to press in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
To new levels. Say, everybody say new level.
New level.
And say it plural.
New levels.
Partnership with the Holy Spirit, listen very carefully, and kingdom business will become very clear. When your partnership with the Holy Spirit, kingdom business become very clear, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Kingdom of God is not word only, but power.
Yes, sir.
You begin to operate in kingdom power.
Yes.
Kingdom authority.
Yes.
You turn into a royal priesthood.
Yes.
See, that's why they want us to be just church-minded.
All right.
Now, I know you say I build my church upon this rock, but the church got to function in the kingdom.
Yes. Right.
See, they have disrespect when you say church.
Uh-huh. All right.
But when a supernatural kingdom meet a devilish kingdom, the supernatural kingdom take over. See, a church mentality can't mess with Satan. Satan do supernatural things. But you got to have, when he throw his rod down, you got to have a snake big enough to eat his snake up. That's the kingdom. We have to train our people who are under us how to operate, how to function in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
He never said seek the church. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So the kingdom citizenship, because of the fivefold ministry gift not operating and functioning like they should together, pastorally, we have not taught the kingdom citizenship as we should. I'm talking about me too.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
But when the fivefold lock together, hallelujah, great and mighty thing can happen. And the Lord said to tell the fivefold ministry, give love ye one another. What? Apostle, prophet, pastor, y'all love one another. That y'all become one. When y'all become one, the church gonna become one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No gift's supposed to be smothered.
Yeah.
There's room for all gifts.
Yeah.
You get somebody trying to smother you, they don't have nothing.
Yes, sir.
So they won't be big on your smallness.
Yes, sir.
Let everybody grow up.
Yes, sir.
You can't be intimidated in the spirit.
Yeah.
You can't be intimidated. You just got to let people flow. When they hit the home run, let them shout up with the rest of the people. Throw your cap in there. Glory to God. I want all my sons and daughters to hit a home run. I want them to preach like they just left heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody following me, everybody connected to me to wear a strong anointing. And I want, when they stand up here, everybody listening. Because the power got to flow. I don't hold nobody back. Let them flow. Let them go. Let them go. $1,000 check. Let them go. Let them go. Let them flow. I want everybody here to flow. Now, sit down. I want you to write this down. Now, these words, I'm going to pause to let you get them. It's from the Spirit. And I heard the Spirit say, proceed, don't park. In other words, don't be satisfied where you are. Because you haven't arrived yet.
Yes, sir.
See, actually, in the spirit, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You're never fully mature.
Yes.
What you mean about that? There's always another dimension in the spirit. So the statement is, somebody made this statement, or they made it in the world system. Stay hungry, my friend. No matter how. See, I'm more hungry now than I was 47 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I want him more now.
Yeah.
Because I'm aware of the fact there's so much more.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The more you know, the more you want to grow.
Yeah.
I want to get down here as close to him as I can get. I'm not worried about heaven. Let heaven take care of itself. I want to be close to him right now. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. And I don't want to lose that. No matter how high, oh my God. No matter how high he lets you go, stay hungry, stay thirsty, because there's always more. Help me, Holy Ghost. Always spend precious time with him.
Yes.
Always tell him how much you love him.
Yes.
Now, you may believe you're going to know what I'm saying in this next statement, but you better sit down and write this down. Seek God, and he will reveal divine permissions. Seek God, and he will reveal divine permission. I never heard that before. Divine permission. When God give you the permission, the power come with it. His presence comes with his permission. His power comes with his permission. When you get permission from God to do something, it's a done deal. That's why Nehemiah sent the message back to his enemy. I'm on the wall, and I can't come down. I'm on an assignment, and you're not going to intimidate me by sending me threats. I know who told me build this wall. Are you following me?
Yes,
these gifts of the Spirit, then 1 Corinthians 12, God is omniscient.
Yep.
He will make you omniscient if you know how to yield to him when you need to be. Through a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. Those gifts are available all the time. But you have to yield to them. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Then on the other hand, we got Paul over here in this 2 Corinthians 12 chapter telling us that the Spirit is going to bring us to great and mighty place, but you got to always give God the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, amen. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now, as a prophet of God, I call for resurrection in your ministry. And for lack of better words to say, every dead fly in your ministry, every fly in your ministry must die.
Yes.
Everything that's holding you back. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Everything holding your ministry back must die. And he told me to tell you, hold on, you're about to fly. You're going to places you've never been before.
Yes, sir.
Because the thing that's been draining your ministry or holding your ministry back or what's been blocking your ministry, even in your mind sometimes, the Lord says he's operating on it, dealing with it, because he didn't call you for nothing. He ain't called you to just watch everybody else. I call you because I'm going to use you. Your uniqueness. There's only one of you. You follow what I'm saying? And you be too busy trying to be somebody else. Go back in your prayer room and get with God and let him give you instruction. Come on. Come on, man. Let me preach up in here. I hear the Spirit of God saying right now, promotion has come to your house. Go ahead and receive it. The Holy Ghost is trying to talk in here a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise His holy name.
Praise your name.
Come on, my sister. Somebody, where my wife is at? She's trying to get up here. Read on the usher. I got your wedding dress on the usher. All got the same suit on. I received. She just sawing, man. $1,000. Is that the same woman brought that $10,000? I'll be the same lady. Jesus. Right, sit down. I want you to write something down. Now, watch how this is said, because I'm talking about the divine connection between ministry gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit. Remember, I told you that, right?
Yes, sir.
So don't tell me I'm not preaching. I'm still on my subject. Because these three need to connect in your ministry. In a trinity. As one Spirit. Don't just expect to preach the Bible. Expect the Holy Ghost to show up. And not just in the pulpit. Listen very closely. Promotion is knocking at the door of your heart. You cannot be promoted if your heart not open. It's knocking, not your mind. It's knocking at the door of your heart. See? See, because if your total man is not submitted, you're not going to be able to function in the Spirit properly. That's why he said, beloved, I worship over all things, your prophets being held even as your soul prospers.
Yes, sir.
That's why I like the prayer in Romans 8:26-28. It take care of your mind, give you the mind of the Spirit, give you the will of God. Then it talks about the call of God. Then it talks about the purpose of God. Then it talks about you loving God. Then he said, all things gonna work together for good. The Spirit take you out of the natural and take you into the realm of the mind of the Spirit.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes,
the mind of the Spirit. Then you shift into the will of God. Then you cannot go in the will of God until you have the mind of the Spirit.
Yes.
And so a lot of times, oh my heart, a lot of times you pray all day and never get in the Spirit. If your motive not right, God not going to answer you. It is shifting in the Spirit that causes lifting in the Spirit. Four dimensions that I want to mention about in the Spirit. That if you're operating the gifts of the Spirit, you're going to operate in the supernatural. Four dimensions. The well of water. The rivers of water. The rain. And the flood. You didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
Yes. The well, you're born again. The rivers is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And then because you're anointed, the rain starts falling.
Yes.
And when the rain falls, you can have floods in the Spirit. The rain just keep on raining.
Yes, sir.
Everything run over.
Everything run over.
Yes, sir.
Let me put a little plug in to make the enemy mad. Your pockets start running over.
Yes, sir.
Your bank account starts running over. Now, if anybody got disturbed with that, you don't need to come back tomorrow night. You're in the wrong meeting, because I believe in prosperity. I'm a prosperity preacher. I'm going to teach prosperity all my life, because I serve a prosperity God, a prosperity Jesus, a prosperity Holy Spirit, a prosperity kingdom. Why shouldn't I preach prosperity? You going to tell me shut up? Shut up what? You need to shut up with your broke self, with your begging self, holding collection for 2 hours reading 95 scriptures. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory.
Thank you.
Jesus. Sit down, write a few more things down for me. Hallelujah.
I'm here.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Boy, y'all some good listeners. Bro. I sense the spirit, man. We got a flow in here, you know?
hallelujah.
You can't preach to everybody like this. I believe we on one accord. I believe we love one another. I believe we want everybody here to make it. Glory to God. I said, I believe we want everybody to make it. Glory to God. I'm ready to go to the next level. Are you ready to go? Say it. I'm ready to go to the next level. Say it loud. I'm ready to go to the next level. There's always another level. I don't believe in just going to meeting. That's why I didn't go to all the meetings. I went to some meeting for a while and left. Never went back. Not that the people were bad, but they wasn't taking me no higher. They I found out they got big name, but they can't move in the spirit. Are you following me? So I always tell my boys, pay close attention. You want to catch that anointing. You can have a lot of information, but I want y'all to walk in that anointing. That anointing is precious. Are you listening to me? Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel His presence right now. Oh, I want to shout. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at that. Oh my God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Hallelujah. Shh. Shh. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good. And His mercy. I'll never be the same. Say it. I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. Right now. I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost. I have great expectation. Hallelujah. I'll never be the same again. The glory of God is upon me. Hallelujah. Tell the person next to you,
I see the glory on you.
Receive it. Receive it. Believe it. Receive it. Ha, 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 ha. Woo, Lord of God. Receive it. Shh. Transfers are being made. Transfers are being made. Transfers are being made. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. Receive it. Transfers are being made. I said, up in here, transfer to being made. Receive it. Receive yours right now. Receive it right now. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha ha. Y'all don't know how to get ugly for Jesus. Y'all don't know how to get ugly for Jesus. Forget what you got on. Forget what your suit. You know how to get ugly for Jesus. You need to praise him. You need to, hey. You need to glorify. Ha, 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 ha. You need to praise him. You need to get ugly for Jesus. You need to forget how you look. You need to give him praise. Give him glory. When you bring to my touch, the Lord to call, but I tell you, oh, my God. Give him glory. Shout to Tadalabaya, yeah. Wow. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Move with the anointing. Move with the anointing. Move with the flow. Move with the glory. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name. Let him have his way. Let him have his way. Glory to God. I heard something I want to tell you. You really go shout now. I heard something. Everything that has been shut up on you opening up right now. Everything that's been shut off, shut up on you is opening up right now. In the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit is opening up right now. Give him praise. My trail, y'all get in my trail. Y'all come sing something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You mean to tell me you said everything that's been holding me out is opening up right now? That's exactly what I heard. Everything that's been holding you back, every door that needs to be opened, every gate that needs to be opened, every window that needs to be opened is opening up right now. Every business transaction that needs to be opened is opening right now. In the name of Jesus. I receive you. I receive you. Ha, 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 ha. I receive. Ha, 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 ha. Every door that's been shut is opening right now. Every gate, every window is opening right now. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every door is open. Watch, watch. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah, I receive. Oh. I would like for everybody in here to see my ministry has gone to another level. Say it like you mean it. Say it again.
My ministry is gone to another.
Say it one more time.
My ministry is gone to another.
Receive that in Jesus' name. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
See, I'm going to another level. I'm going to another level. I'm going to another level in the spirit. Y'all going to receive that? You believe it?
Yes.
You remember the gates open, mm-hmm. the doors open, mm-hmm. and the windows are open.
Windows open.
Over your life and over your ministry.
Yep, 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 yep.
You're right. We're blessed.
We are. We're blessed.
You sense his presence?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't like to go to no dead meeting. I like for the Lord to show up.
Yes.
Thank God for the speaker, but I like for the Lord to show up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And each time you have to soak. Now, when you mm-hmm. when you get that present, you have to soak. And you have to listen to everything he's saying. He starts telling you something, you write it down, because he in atmospheres like this, he speaks. Mm-hmm. There's promotion in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, receive it.
Yes.
And the promotion is supernatural.
Yes.
That means that nothing can block it. Whenever you get in the spirit, I used to flow with my dad, get in the spirit. It reminded me this morning when men start falling and nobody wasn't touching them. Yeah. Women start falling. That's that anointing that overcover our atmosphere and people really get blessed. That's what I want on you all live, to be able to walk in that self-same anointing. Not just information, not just revelation, but impartation of the Holy Ghost. You can't hang around here and stay anointed, unanointed. It'll get on you. I don't care if you're a slow speaker, a fast speaker, or a grunter. That anointing will get on you. Mm-hmm. Now you can be sure something have happened to you here. See, I've been in these atmospheres before, and I know what's going on right now. Many of y'all got healed. You got to expect to be healthy. Mm-hmm. See, Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. And he said the third thing. What he said? I finished my course. See. So your course, you got to go to the finish line. You don't leave before your assignment done. Stay with it. Listen to God. Listen to his direction. The average person, you can't listen to them. They're talking about how old they are, how bad they feel, and 13 sicknesses they got. You say, okay, I got to go now, girl. I'll talk with you later. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now I declare every person in here, you be healed right now. In the name of Jesus, anointing up in here, you be healed. Whatever sickness, whatever disease been running through in your body, I decree in Jesus' name right now that you are healed. Mm-hmm. And the power of God is hitting your body right now.
Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Then check out the wisdom of God. How to cooperate with God and how to cooperate with your body. You listening?
Yes.
Don't, you know, I talked to a man, trying to explain to him some things. I've been 10 years, been studying in and out, get on, get off, get in, get out. And I was talking to him and he I was explaining to him how to get healed. And he screamed out, I love my meat. You know the next thing I said to him? Nothing. You ain't ready for it.
Right.
I see you. I watched four nutritionists about 5 years ago talking. They was up on the stage and they was helping different people who come to them. And a certain man come up with argument. That nutrition, he went and sat down. He said, y'all can have him, but he ain't ready. He gonna come try to explain to me. He's sick. Right? So you can't argue with people about this, but I really want the ministers in the LTMA to learn health practice and to learn how to train their people. We got too many people in the body of Christ that is sick. And you're supposed to be healthy. Oh, I know y'all didn't want me to get to this part, but the Lord. But for lack of a better word, don't be a fool. Start listening. Start developing yourself. Train your children. Train your grandchildren. Start training them. If you can't tell them nothing, just do it in front of them. But you need to start doing something. It's not Satan. Satan can't do that to you. He's getting you another way. Me too, he's been getting another way. He's getting in another way. He's not, he just can't put nothing on you. He's getting in another way. The Bible said we are fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous. And I'll give you this one statement. I'll give you this one statement I got the other day reading a book. And I had to read it over and over again. Lifestyle medicine is the only medicine. Lifestyle medicine. I had a lady send me a message the other day, send me a picture how big she was when we first met. My arm not wide enough. I ain't gonna tell you who she is, but she ain't here now, but she ain't that no more. Amen. She way down here. And she said, thank you. But they paid attention. Go ahead, Leroy, I'm just gonna, How much do you know about your body? I mean, how your body work? I ain't talking about no sex. Everybody know how that work. I'm talking about how your body work.
True.
How thick is your blood and why so thick?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be flowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's, y'all okay, right? I'm talking to you a little bit, right?
Yes, sir.
If you're in my house, I'm going to talk to you anyway. I do what I want in my house. You come to my house, visit me, you ain't tell me how to run my house. Sit down.
It's true.
But I'm going to say this to you, then I'm going to let Leroy go ahead and do it. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I love you.
Absolutely.
So that means I ain't holding nothing back from you.
Come on. True.
See, that's the pastor's job. The pastor pats you up and tell you what you want to hear because they want you to come back next Sunday. I'm not there anymore. You come back if you want. You don't want to come back, goodbye. But I'm going to tell you the truth. The people of God need to hear the truth. They don't need to hear no pastoral patting on your back. Yeah, you're going to make it. God with no, God ain't with you if you're acting a fool. You need to straighten out and learn some things.
That's true.
Yeah, I got to shut up now. Go ahead.